If you believe that, would you clap your hands this morning? We the people. We the people. Sorry for the video malfunction, but that was actually President Reagan speaking. And if you would stand just for a brief moment, I want to go to 1 John 5 and verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Lord Jesus, bless us today as we come to hear your word just for a few short minutes. I give you praise and glory in advance for what you're going to do in this service. Touch our minds and our hearts in Jesus' name. Everybody said in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. You may be seated. If I could get Brother Mark and Brother Mike to come help me, I'd like for you to pull these back two chairs and sit them. I guess sit one right here and one right here on my right, please. I would appreciate it. We're talking about freedom this morning and Christian freedom. You are either free or bound. You are either free or bound. Who is free in the house this morning? Yes. Thank you. That's perfect. That's perfect. Excellent. So, you are either free or bound. We'll put bound over here on the left. Or you are free over here on the right. Now, I cannot sit in both of these seats at the same time. It is impossible. Can you sit in both seats at the same time? Nobody can. You're either free or you're bound. You can't have it both ways. You're either liberated or you're not. Okay, we're going somewhere. Some people in the world want to spend a lot of time trying to find out the origin of things or the beginning of things or the whys of things, a lie or a tale or gossip. Or some people spend all of their life searching for the origin of a certain disease and where it had its beginning and why. And I decided against trying to locate the origin of things. I am more concerned with my own struggle. And let me show you something this morning. A person who is afflicted with cancer isn't concerned about entering into the study of how cancer originated. He or she simply wants to know, is there a cure? Can you cure? Doctor, what do we need to do to cure me? I don't want to know where it began or why. I want to know, can you fix what's wrong? Can you heal this body? It's true that a physician should understand and know the cause of the disease and try to find a cure, but the afflicted body is way more concerned about the immediate help in the situation. Doc, if you don't fix this, I could die. I don't want to go back to school for 12 or 15 years. I want a cure. Free or bound. So when I speak about deliverance from sin, I'm not nearly as excited about where sin came from, but I want to know, is there hope and can I have a cure for my sin? Are you with me? All right. What discovery did Paul make that could cause him to rejoice and say in Romans 8 and verse 1, there is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. He had a discovery. What stopped him from saying, well, I want to, but I can't? He talks about the new principle in life. This new principle of life in Jesus actually stopped the sin merry-go-round and plucked him off of the endless ride that he was on and freed him once and for all from its power. Simply stated, here is how this new life principle works according to Paul. Believers are no longer slaves to sin. You don't have to be a slave to sin any longer. You can be free. You can rejoice in the victory that your sins have been paid for. There is a way out. You are free. Yes, free indeed. Romans 8 and 12, therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. You've got to get out of the flesh and get in the spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Abraham Lincoln was a great president. We didn't have him speak this morning, but if he was here, he would tell you, I helped free the slaves, and he helped free them with the Emancipation Proclamation. This legal document declared slavery dead, and all slaves were set free. And when this news first spread through the southern plantations, many of the slaves would not believe it. This can't be real. This can't be true. And they continued slaving for their masters, convinced their promise of freedom was a hoax. And numbers of landowners that were ruthless, they told their slaves, well, it's false. It's just a rumor. And they kept them working for years under bondage. But little by little, the truth dawned on them, and they saw former slaves walking about happy in their newfound freedom. And one by one, they threw down their loads. They turned their backs on slavery, and they walked away from being a slave to begin a brand new life. Maybe you haven't heard it until today, but I've come to announce to you, maybe it sounds too good to be true to you, but Jesus emancipated all the slaves to sin at Calvary. He died on Calvary for you and for me. You can be set free. You can walk away from the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, and the things that would keep you in bondage and keep you bound. And you can be set free forevermore. You can now walk out on Satan. Maybe you haven't heard that yet, but you can walk out on Satan. You can throw down that load of sin and walk away from Satan's dominion over you and enter into a brand new life of freedom. When Lincoln emancipated the slaves, the issue of slavery was dead. The slave master was not dead. The slave was not dead. The slave could walk away free, saying to he or her, to themselves, slavery is dead. Now, the slave could go back to the field and begin to work of their own choice, perhaps through fear or instinct or habit, but that in no way made them a slave again. He or she was free. But to be free, they had to exercise their freedom. The proclamation couldn't force compliance, and neither could the slave master force that slave man or woman to return. It was a matter of the will of the slave. I'm going somewhere. The Bible says he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe we shall also live with him. What this simply is saying is, since the matter of your slavery to sin is a dead issue, seeing that Jesus has already declared you're emancipated and you are free, you are now free to live as a new person in Christ by thinking of yourself as unchained or free. You have a right. You have a right now to walk away from all sin, all bondage. You can be free. Jesus cannot make you do right, and Satan cannot make you do wrong. I'm sorry, young people and children, the excuse, well, the devil made me do it. No, you did it because you wanted to. You make choices in life because you want to. Jesus can't make you do right. Satan cannot make you do wrong. Jesus declares that we are free by faith, but we must act as a free person. When someone receives Christ as Lord, what is it in him that dies? Sin doesn't die. It doesn't die. Satan doesn't die. The evil doesn't die. The issue or the controversy is what dies. Sin created a controversy in the human heart of man about who was in control, and the battle between good and evil was the result. God simply emancipated the mind from sin's control, killing the controversy of slavery. When the Bible says we die to sin, it simply means that to us, the issue is dead. It is dead. There is no more argument. The matter is not negotiable. Man is free from sin. The issue as to who is in charge is dead. I have been set free, and I intend to act upon my freedom. It is my right. You, as an American citizen, have rights that other people do not have in other countries. I'm not going to be bound anymore. I'm not going to be held back anymore. No longer is that slave master telling me and whispering in my ear, "Oh, just do this. You'll be okay." When I know it's wrong and I won't be okay. Hallelujah. Paul used legal terms to describe the Christian's freedom from sin's bondage. The same legal terms, they use many of these same legal terms in Congress every day when they're in office and they're debating. The bill is dead. The amendment was killed. They'll say things like the resolution died. Can I tell somebody this morning that King Jesus has declared your addiction to sin unconstitutional? You have a right to walk away from sin. The decision comes to you. You have a choice. You have a choice. It is your decision to be free or to be bound. It is your decision. Don't blame it on the preacher. Don't blame it on your mama or your daddy or your aunt or your uncle or your children. It's up to you, sir. It's up to you, ma'am, to live for God and to be free. No Christian can say, "I can't help myself. Brother Chris, I can't break from sin. I just can't do it. It's just so hard." You can decide today if you are going to be free or if you will be bound. The decision is yours. You will always be a slave until you quit excusing your weakness by claiming to be helpless. You're not helpless as a child of God. No more excuses. You made the decisions. No more excuses. You are not the devil's patsy anymore. So get busy and discipline that untamed, wild, stubborn will that each and every one of us have deep down inside. Oh, you might cover it up and you might be all cute and pretty and you might have on a nice tie this morning, but there's a will in every one of us. There is a point in every one of us where you just stop and you just say, "Ha, I ain't doing this no more." Yeah. My wonderful wife, Lord Jesus, help me. Brother Steve didn't help me this morning. Yeah, he snapped his finger. She said, "Brother Chris," she was in the back. She didn't say brother, she said Chris. She didn't say it loud. Nobody else in here turned. I heard her and Brother Steve heard. Because he saw me turn right up here. And I looked across, looking for her. He stopped me. He said, "She should add this to it." I said, "Don't encourage her. She might." But every one of us have a will. Every one of us have a line that we get to a point, "Hey, I ain't putting up with this no more. I've done all I can do. I'm washing my hands of it." When you've done all you can do to stand, stand. never give up, never shut up, never back up, take a stand, draw a line and say, I'm going to be free. I'm going to live victorious. I'm going to be more than a conqueror. I'm going to be free. A Christian who says, I can't, is actually saying, I won't. Be honest with yourself. Let's quit patty caking around. Well, I can't make it to service. No, you don't want to come. Well, I just wanted to be there, but I didn't like. No. I won't is what you're actually saying. Make a decision. Make a decision. As a church body, let's make a decision. We're going to take a stand for truth, for right, for Christ, for the Word of God. It will lead you wrong. It'll never fail you. You don't have to go backwards or worry about it. You just take a stand because it's right. It's truth. And when you know you're in truth and you know it's right, you can be free. You can be free. You can be free. Are you free or are you bound? Pretending to be a slave is what many, I call them alibi Christians, they use to put off facing the responsibility of their freedom. Let's look at Romans 8 and 15. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Freedom from sin's slavery must be accepted by faith. You've got to have faith. Faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. You got to have faith. You got to step out. You got to step out believing and trusting. Faith is something you do about what you know. Knowledge means nothing unless it is acted upon. You can be the smartest cat in here, but if you don't go pay your light bill and you know your light bill is due, your lights are going to get turned off. It's not rocket science. Use the knowledge that God's given you. Hello? The children of Israel, they received the good word that God had given them Canaan as a homeland and as a place that they were going to go and inhabit. And that information would have meant nothing at all to them if they had remained in Egypt as slaves. They had to come out of Egypt. They had to come. The Bible says by faith they forsook Egypt. By faith they passed over the Red Sea. The Israelites did not march to the border of Canaan and fire one volley of arrows and expect all the enemy armies to drop dead. The land was theirs, but they had to possess it. They had to go in. You know the story. They sent out the scouts and all of them but a couple came back with negative attitudes. You have a negative attitude, you know what? You don't matter. Just go on. Because you'll die in the wilderness. The only two that had a positive attitude about it, they made it to the other side. Just a thought this morning. Just talking about freedom. Being free or being bound. Being free or being bound. Hallelujah. It is not enough to say, yes, I believe Jesus forgives sins. I believe he is Lord. I encourage you should say those things, but it's not enough just to say those things. I know he can break the power of sin in my life, Brother Chris. I just know it. You are mentally consenting to what you heard is all you are doing. But faith is stepping out on those promises of freedom and acting upon them. Faith is taking a hold of something and holding on, holding on, holding on. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to quit showing up. I'm not going to quit being a part of. I'm with the doors are open. I'm here. If there's an event going on, I want to be a part. No matter who's singing, no matter who's in the sound booth, no matter who's speaking, I've come to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. When you hear you need to repent, repent. When you hear that you have to be born of the water and of the Spirit, what do? You get baptized in Jesus' name. You ask God to fill you with the gift of the Holy Ghost, and He will. Action, faith creates confidence. Self-control is possible only when, by faith, the truth about being emancipated is accepted. 1 John 5, verse 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Hallelujah. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You can make it. You can be free this morning. You don't have to live in bondage anymore. 1 Peter 5, starting with verse 6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all of your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Point at yourself. You matter to Jesus. You matter to Jesus. You are somebody. It matters if you're free or if you are bound. Be sober. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resisteth steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren and that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. It didn't say life's going to be a bed of roses and perfect and you don't have any trouble. Every rose has a thorn. You might get poked. You might get prodded. You might fall into something that you shouldn't. Pick yourself up and get free. Stop being bound by past defeats. Stop falling for past failure. Stop living in the past memories of doubt and fear and misunderstanding and gossip, and move over to the life of freedom and being victorious and being humble and being holy and being kind and being a Christian, being a real man and woman of God, and being free from anything and everything that would hold you back. If it's not in the book, I don't want to do it. But if it's in the book, I want to do it with every part of my being. And if there's something that would hold me back, I've said it before and I'll say it again. I have told Pastor, all he has to do is, you better watch out. All he has to do is tap me on the shoulder. Hey, buddy, shape up. You better believe I'm going to jump here. Yes, sir, aye, captain. Because I don't want to hear the next words, or ship out. Many times, we've done everything right with people around us. We've done everything right at our work, in our home. But we can't get past ourselves. And you beat yourself up. And all you're doing is tying yourself tighter and tighter. And you're getting bound. Get over yourself. Forgive yourself. Let God forgive you. Walk out of the chains of being bound. And walk into the newness of life and freedom. Hallelujah. Believers.